And if you ate some berries and got sick, you might say, you might suspect that the berries are,
green or
are,
something else.
Like ivy. They're,
poison?
Blood.
But they wouldn't, you wouldn't get them mixed with strawberries or...
No, but you might pick some strange looking berry and think it's good to eat and find out afterwards that they're poisonous.
Yes.
Where do they get the maple syrup from the...
maple trees.
Yeah.
What kind of maple? There are different kinds of
maple. Hard, maple. No, the hard maple trees. They're not from soft maple.
When I was a little girl, we had a nursery.
Listen, I'm not so sure that they don't get them from these soft maple trees.
Certainly they do. I was going to say because they had a nursery up near our home.
Right. They
and then they cooked the syrup. Used to have
they,
these buckets and the
they
little
get the
trough
out
they put
of
in.
These big soft
and we have done
trees.
It.
That's right.
Didn't we, when we first moved here, and that's 40 years ago, have some maple trees around here? Didn't we? Some
not here, down on the south side.
Oh, on the south side, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And we boil it down. Oh, is it delicious.
Would that be in a maple grove, would you say?
Wouldn't have to be. Just
but
so
they,
you had the maple
they
tree.
They had a kind of a maple grove up there.
They did, but when we were making it was just two or three trees, just like any of these trees planted along here. And when the sap would start to run, we'd make a hole in the tree and put one of these little troughs in, take a piece of wood and then boil it down. You had to boil it on the back of the stove in the days when we had cook stoves, so it didn't mean so much as it would today.
If you were somebody asked you to do something, Mr. and you didn't know whether you should do it or not, because you didn't know whether your wife would like it or not, you tell a man, "Well, I just a minute, I have to ask."
I asked my wife.
I thought you were going to use the excuse, "I'll have to think it over."
You
would not admit he had it.
You would say, "I'll have to ask the missus," or the my woman, or something.
Well, I...
No, you wouldn't say that. You might say,
"Mother." I'd ask the missus, or I'd ask my wife.
I never heard you say the missus.
And you would say, then, "I'll have to ask my husband."
Mm-hmm. I think that's the only term I'd say. Unless it was someone that knew him, then I'd say, "Well, I'll ask husband."
Right.
Mm-hmm. And a woman whose husband is dead is known as a...
Widow.
And you have a mother and a...
Father?
Had a mother and a father. What did you call your father?
We called him Dad.
And you called yours?
Dad, too.
Mm-hmm.
How about your mother?
Ma, we called her as young kid, we just called her Ma.
But mine was Mama. Still is Mama.
But after I was grown up and she came downtown here, I always called her Mother then. But when we were kids, Ma this and Ma that.
This was Mama, always to me. It was always Mama.
And you refer to your mother and your father as your mother and your father
my
together.
My parents.
And what did you call your grandfather?
Grandpa. Grandpa. And Grandma.
And you called your grandparents?
I did. I had one only a short time. My grandpa, I had my grandmother a long time, but I called them. But then I'd say Grandpa and Grandma when I was little.
Okay. You had two sons, but you didn't have any
daughters.
And a daughter is not a boy, she's a
girl. Yes.
It's silly, but I want to get the pronunciation. Mm-hmm. You push a baby around in a...
Baby
buggy?
Baby buggy?
Push cart? Which
go-kart?
Call it now.